Dr. Balaga here. This podcast belongs to a series of 10 podcasts on obesity. It's derived from an outstanding chapter on obesity in Balaga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing these 10 podcasts, you should be having a solid foundation in obesity. As you know, obesity is in 1/3 of US adults and is therefore an important area to have at one's fingertips. This outstanding chapter is authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, who is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. He's also the Associate Director of the Mount Sinai Diabetes Center. The senior author is Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, who is a Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's the Program Director of Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience taking care of obese patients. Multiple choice question. A 45-year-old male who is obese would like to know how much exercise is recommended. He has no significant history of angina or heart disease, and his cardiovascular exams are all normal. Which of the following should you advise? A. 15 to 20 minutes of vigorous exercise, such as rapid cycling, 7 days a week. B. 30 to 45 minutes of moderate exercise, that's brisk walking, 5 days a week. 60 minutes of light exercise, casual walking, 5 days a week. Or D. 90 minutes of light exercise, that's casual walking, 7 days a week. And the answer is B, 30 to 45 minutes of moderate exercise, that's brisk walking, 5 days a week. The National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute recommendations for physical activity for weight loss is 30 to 45 minutes of moderate levels of exercise, 3 to 5 days a week. Aside from weight loss, exercise has several benefits for patients, including a decrease in body fat, an increase in lean body mass, and decrease in insulin resistance, decrease in blood pressure, and favorable effects on lipid profiles. Sole implementation of exercise is less likely to result in significant weight loss and must be combined with other changes. When initiating an exercise program for patients, it is important to emphasize safety and a gradual progression in exercise intensity. The ultimate goal should be at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity 5 days a week. Aerobic exercise directly increases daily energy expenditure and is particularly useful for long-term weight maintenance. Exercise also preserves lean body mass and partially prevents the decrease in basal energy expenditure resulting from weight loss. Compared to no therapy, exercise alone results in smaller amounts of weight loss. Exercise plus diet results in a slightly greater weight loss than diet alone. A greater intensity of exercise is associated with a greater amount of weight loss. Up to 1 hour of moderate exercise per day is associated with long-term weight maintenance in individuals who have successfully lost weight. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity, such as brisk walking or tennis per week, 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic exercise, such as jogging or swimming laps per week, or an equivalent combination of moderate and vigorous intensity aerobic activity. Episodes should last at least 10 minutes and if possible be spread out throughout the week. Weight resistance is also recommended at least twice per week. Exercise physiologists, physical therapists, and personal trainers can provide additional support for patients. It must be remembered, weight loss achieved by lifestyle modification alone is often limited and difficult to maintain. As a result, patients may require anti-obesity medications bariatric surgery devices or endoscopic bariatric therapies to achieve and maintain clinically significant weight loss. This series of 10 podcasts on obesity is derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of medicine on obesity. The book is available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, and Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, MD, both faculty endocrinologists at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. That's the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. Dr. Lam is the Associate Program Director for Diabetes. And Dr. Yanagisawa is a Professor of Medicine and the Program Director of the Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience in taking care of obese patients.